The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, June 16, 2022. The Latin American news agency Prensa Latina marks this Thursday 63 years of existence amidst conquests and challenges and looks to the future doing what it does best, telling the truth without fear. In addition to struggling against disinformation, manipulation, and fake news, Prensa Latina must also face monopolization by the mega media of the distribution of content and creation of uniform opinion matrices. In 1960, Jorge Ricardo Massetti, the first director of Prensa Latina, explained to an international forum of journalists that telling the truth was, then as now, the greatest sin and crime of the emerging agency, according to the criteria of Washington and the Inter-American Press Association. The agency has become, with the passing of several generations of men and women, a multimedia center that transmits more than 400 news dispatches daily, publishes some 20 publications, boasts an extraordinary photo library, provides radio and television services, and participates in several digital media. Its own Cuban, Latin Americanist, Third World message is reflected in several languages and counts on correspondents accredited in the five continents. Today, after 63 years, the current U.S. government continues to hinder the journalistic work within the framework of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade that it is tightening against Cuba amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The Maximo Gomez University of Cuban Central Ciego de Ávila province signed more than a dozen international agreements with teaching centers in Latin America and Europe. The director of international relations of the institution, Oruam Cadex Marichal, pointed out that the objective of the collaboration responds to the need of raising the academic and scientific quality of the university community in order to continue helping the development of society. The Maximo Gomez University maintains relations with scientific centers and universities in Mexico, Spain, Romania, and France. Since its foundation in September 1978, it has signed close to 200 agreements with academic institutions in more than 20 countries. As part of the reestablishment of air operations between the United States and Cuba, a flight from Miami, Florida, will be received here today at the Abel Santa Maria International Airport, Villa Clara. The airport's general coordinator, Jorgelina Pestano, told Prensa Latina that the same plane will return today to Miami with another group of passengers. With this service, U.S. airline flights to Cuban airports other than Havana will be resumed. Travelers from the U.S. will gradually return to the international terminals Antonio Maceo in Santiago de Cuba, Ignacio Agramonte in Camagüey, Jardines del Rey in Cayo Coco in Ciego de Ávila. Operations will also start at Jaime González International Airport in Cienfuegos, Frank País in Holguín, Sierra Maestra in Manzanillo, and Juan Gualberto Gómez in Matanzas. And in the international agenda, we have that the prosecutor of Port-au-Prince, Jacques Lafontaine, asks the police for help to regain control of the Palace of Justice and open an investigation into the assault on it. Lafontaine wrote to the Departmental Directorate of Law Enforcement in Haiti and requested an escort with at least two armored cars to break into the institution, which has been in the hands of armed groups since Friday. The visit to the premises would not only allow the recovery of files from the offices of the deputy commissioners, but also to initiate an investigation against the authors of the attack perpetrated against the Palace of Justice, reads the letter published on social networks. An armed group violently evicted the judicial authorities and took possession of the premises on Friday at dawn. Meanwhile, health workers and public employees in Uruguay have gone on strike en masse, demanding the restitution of salaries. The different teachers' associations also went on strike for the same reason in a prevailing climate of protests in various production and service centers. The Federation of Public Health Officials seeks to recover their salary and that of the workers because there are more human resources and a budget to improve working conditions and the quality of care provided to users. Another point reflected in a statement was the 15% cut made by the government in health operating expenses when 120,000 new users entered the State Services Administration, ASSE, from mutualists who stopped paying because of the country's economic crisis. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.